State Senator Tony Boucher is with us this morning. And according to the United Van Lines annual survey, Connecticut is once again among the top states as far as migration is concerned.
Out migration.
Yes, out migration. Moving out.
And we're moving on in as we're joined by State Senator Tony Boucher in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. Senator, good morning. Happy New Year, by the way.
Good morning, good morning.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to both of you.
What are we to make of this, Senator? People continue to leave the state of Connecticut.
Well, you know, this is not surprising to many of us in the Republican Party that has been worrying about this problem for some time. Now the data backs it up big time. People are moving out. They're not moving in. They're moving out because of jobs. Jobs move out because of tax policy. And this administration, not just one term, but two, has poured gasoline on a fire. First, they set the fire. They pour more gasoline on it. And then they yell, fire, fire, we have to do something about it, and do not have any plans to fix it.
You know, Senator, what really bothers me, and I've said it to you before, I don't understand why both parties can't get together in a crisis situation and say, hey, look, we were elected by the people. Yes, I'm a Democrat. You're a Republican. Let's get something done. This drives me crazy, and it drives a lot of people crazy, too. They get very upset with both parties, not just one, but with both.
Well, you can imagine how upset we are. But we had a glimmer of hope just this last fall, when a Republican budget was passed by having some very thoughtful, responsible Democrats vote in favor of it, but the governor vetoed it.
Senator, now we have a situation where the state is in debt again. There's supposed to be a special session, but there's already word when the legislature convenes next month that the Democrats are kicking the idea around of proposing, as the governor has, a hike in the sales tax and even a hike in the state income tax. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, these articles that just came out, the data shows clearly that that's the wrong direction. That's the direction that got us into this fix. It is the wrong direction to keep, as I said, adding more fuel to the fire. And clearly, the data says people are moving out because of high taxes. Jobs are leaving Connecticut because of high taxes. And the highest taxpayers are the vast majority of the people leaving, which certainly exacerbates Connecticut's problem.
What do you say to people when they say to you, why can't we straighten out the state? What would you like to see happen?
What needs to happen immediately is the majority party, the administration, along with the minority party, bring the state employee union groups back to the table. Concessions need to be had, because the only solution is to reduce state costs, reduce state spending. And right now we have an unsustainable cost that is driving this problem. As I said, this was exacerbated this summer when the governor protected this group, spent all of the state taxpayers' money, and now they're looking under every cushion, but worst of all, going back to the very people that they have burdened already with high taxes, the ones that are leaving, the ones that are taking most of their income. And by the way, they're not all going to Florida. They're going right next door to New York City.
Senator, and this is a two-part question, but the first part of the question is, explain to our audience how much of an effect this deal has and our burden, our pension obligation has on the state budget.
Well, first of all, the pension was restructured and essentially extended out for 30 years by this administration. And in that pension expansion, they did not change the structure of the pension. It should be converted to defined contribution plans, which are 401ks. And by the way, it's not just the private sector that's converted. It is our police, fire, teachers on a local level. They've not just converted their pensions, but they've also set up health savings accounts. They've looked for ways to save costs on health care. State employee groups should not be exempt from that. They should follow that example. and reduce costs at a state level. They have to. There's no other choice right now.
And, Senator, the second part of the question is, how do you convince the unions who believe that they've already made concessions when they returned to the table and bargained with the governor? How do you convince the unions they've got to go back and renegotiate again?
But the problem is that they really did not make the concessions necessary. I think that if there was an honest conversation and they were shown just exactly how bad the financials are, and that, in fact, their pensions are at risk, their benefits are at risk, because although they may say they might have a contract, the bottom line, if the state does not have the funds to pay those pensions, I don't believe that they're under legal obligation to do it if we run out of money. So this is an effort to protect them, to save their future security. And that honest conversation has to be had, and there's a resistance on the part of this administration to do it. They, in fact, have said directly to me they love defined benefit plans, you know, the ones that guarantee a certain, you know, payout at the end. No one has that anymore. So as all the other states have changed, Connecticut has to fall in line as well. There's no other choice right now. Things are that bad.
You know, Senator, there are people in this state, I've talked to them, that can't understand why they can't sit down with the unions. We are one of four states that have the same problems. And I don't understand why they can't talk with those who are union leaders and say, look, this is what's happening to the state of Connecticut. The first thing they say is, well, let's go with the wealthy. Let's charge them a lot more than we're charging them. But again, it just seems nobody wants to talk. Does the union have that kind of power that they can really control? And the four states that I'm talking about, they've all got the same problem. They're all broke.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, Connecticut is unique in that we're a citizen legislature, which means representatives and senators have other jobs in the private sector. However, right now, the person controlling the budget, the votes, these contracts happens to work for the very union that's benefiting from it. Now, there's a direct conflict of interest in what puts Connecticut in a difficult position. So, unfortunately, as we've tried to move the dial, and some brave Democrats have tried to move the dial, they shut this down because they're protecting their interests, not the taxpayer. And by the way, those very high earners that they've targeted are leaving. And as a result, month by month, Connecticut has less in tax dollars to be able to use for essential services.
Okay, Senator, hang in there. We're going to take a short break. I know, Brad, we have a traffic update, and then we have a couple of more questions with our guest, State Senator Tony Boucher. Brad, back in our Touchpoints Rehab interview, Chair State Senator Tony Boucher talking about the out-migration in Connecticut. Senator, a couple of more questions. First of all, while we have you here, can you give us a weather report on what's happening in your neck of the woods, the southern part of the state?
Well, we're having blowing snow, and it looks like we could get up towards 8 inches of snow today, and hopefully tapering off by rush hour later on today. But it is treacherous conditions out here today.
And while we have you here, what do you make of the governor's latest move to extend the Medicare savings program as it is to July 1st, which we have now learned is going to add another $20 million to the state deficit?
That's right. And not only that, we'll add to that, they have to find a way to pay for it. And this is incredible that our leadership has yet to come up with any proposals. He just punts and throws it out there and say, well, we ran out of money. Where are we going to find it? You know, this is why we have been losing nearly $6 billion in gross income from the individuals leaving. And those coming in are only bringing with them about $3 billion. So half as much, this problem is growing exponentially while the state is in this terrible financial condition, which, by the way, this administration has had 2 terms to fix.
Right.
22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Senator, we'll see what happens down the road. I know there's going to be a session soon, and meanwhile, the deficit continues to grow. It's not a pretty picture. Anything you'd like to add before we wrap up our interview?
Well, I still think we can fix this problem, but it takes a lot of courage. And like you just said, people on both sides of the aisle to step up to the plate, face what's wrong, and do something about it. It can be done. It takes everybody bringing them together. And by the way, there's enough ammunition here to really make the case and bring everybody back to the table. Things are that bad, they have to come back to the table. I think we can do it.
And a final question, have you made up your mind? Are you going to run for governor or any other statewide office? What are your plans?
Well, Brad, my exploratory committee is moving strongly forward. I'm getting a tremendous positive reaction. I even had Democrats writing me saying that they see me as their next Al Grasso, short Italian Democratic governor. I said, well, you know, if that's, you know, how you see me, then that's fine with me. We need somebody with courage to step forward. We'll see how the exploratory goes. The next 3 months will determine it.
Okay. Senator, thanks very much for joining us this morning.